This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. From hurricane to now tropical storm Beryl in the Atlantic, there was drenching rain and flooding in Puerto Rico, but it could have been a lot worse as the island recovers from the devastation of the last hurricane season. Officials have been looking at ways to better integrate the private sector to make the place more resilient in the face of disaster. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
Government officials believe getting private companies involved is a smart move. Gary Webb teaches disaster management at the University of North Texas. He says the firms don't just offer money, but also skills and networks, things like removing debris or distributing bottled water.
However, it's important for them to be at the table, not just after the disaster, but probably even more importantly beforehand during the preparedness phase.
Puerto Rican officials want private firms in the Emergency Operations Center alongside the Federal Emergency Management Agency offering their expertise. Being involved is good PR and can be good business. Fernando Vinas heads up an investment firm in Puerto Rico. He wants private businesses involved, particularly Puerto Rican companies, not just big box firms from the mainland.
We need to tweak it better so that we can maximize the benefit to Puerto Rico's economy of what's happening.
As a result of last year's storms, some estimates say 5,000 small businesses on the island have already closed. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.